On today's show, forget the small block V8. Chevy creates an electric Copo Camaro. Tesla's Model X is way more efficient than the brand new Jaguar I-Pace. And we've got lots of eye candy from the SEMA show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Despite heavy headwinds, the Volkswagen Group managed to post some healthy financial numbers for the third quarter. It's still paying diesel fines. Sales in Europe were hurt by the WLTP, the new emission test procedure that prevented some models from going on sale, and the Chinese market slowed down considerably. So sales of cars and trucks were down 1.5%, but revenue was up slightly. Operating profit was up 57%. But here's the story behind those numbers. Last year, VW paid out 2.6 billion euros in diesel fines in the third quarter. This year, it only had to pay out 800 million. And as a result of that, its net profit was up 158%. That might sound impressive, but that's a net profit margin of only 5%, which will not excite the investment community. Last week, GM called for a national zero-emission vehicle program based on California's regulations. But now it's criticizing the fuel economy standards set during the Obama administration. It says the rules are, quote, not technologically feasible or economically practical. But GM doesn't like the Trump administration's proposal to freeze standards either. Instead, GM says fuel economy rules should be based on historic rates of improvement and points out that since 1980, fuel efficiency improved by 1% a year. Under the Obama rules, from 2020 to 2025, cars would have to improve nearly 4% a year, while trucks would be closer to 5%. There's always a lot of eye candy unveiled at the SEMA show, and we've got all the goodies coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems, and by ExxonMobil.
The SEMA show in Las Vegas is in full swing, and here are a few highlights. Lexus has a number of vehicles on display, from a custom UX crossover to a tricked-out LS sedan. But perhaps most interesting is this ES, with a wine refrigerator, oak flooring, and racks for wine bottles and glasses mounted in its trunk. VW chose to highlight the Jetta this year. We most like this example that's been slammed to the floor with coilovers and has a 3D-printed prototype body kit. Nissan is taking a 370Z that most enthusiasts will wish the automaker had made this whole time. Called the Project Club Sport 23, the 350-horsepower 3.7-liter engine was replaced with a twin-turbo V6 that generates 400 horsepower. And depending on interest levels, Nissan says it may offer a builder's kit with some of the parts and pieces you see. IndyCar driver Graham Rahal put his own touch on an Acura RDX. Most notably, the 2-liter engine received a new turbocharger, intake and exhaust system, intercooler, and custom tuning. That boosted horsepower from 272 up to 345 and torque from 280 to 370 pound-feet. General Motors just built its first electric Copo Camaro for the drag strip. It has the equivalent of more than 700 horsepower and 600 pound-feet of torque. Estimated quarter-mile times are in the 9-second range. The electric motor is based on a pair of BorgWarner HVH 250-150 motor assemblies, each generating 300 pound-feet of torque. Its 800-volt battery pack enables faster recharging, a critical consideration to making multiple elimination rounds in drag racing. The battery pack has four 200-volt modules, each weighing approximately 175 pounds. Two are located in the rear seat area, and the other two are in the trunk. That provides a 56% rear weight bias, which helps launches the car better. The electric motor bolts up to just about any GM transmission, and the drivetrain is the same as in the gasoline-powered Copo Camaro. But if you ever wonder why automakers spend the time and money it takes to go to SEMA, here's a couple of interesting stats we learned at FCA SEMA Preview. The aftermarket business generates $100 billion a year, and a vehicle fitted with even just one aftermarket part has a 10% faster turn rate on a dealer lot. And speaking of FCA and SEMA, make sure to keep your eye on our YouTube page and social media, Autoline Network on Instagram and Facebook, and at Autoline on Twitter, this evening for the automaker's mammoth announcement. And coming up next, even though the Tesla Model X came out 4 years ago, it's still more efficient than the brand new Jaguar I-Pace.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Hey, be sure to join us on Thursday for Autoline After Hours. We'll have Tim Herrick, the chief engineer of the all-new Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, and we'll take a deep dive into how he ran that program. That's Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, though you can always catch that show on our website or YouTube channel. You know, Tesla is way ahead of the rest of the industry when it comes to EV efficiency. A German YouTube channel called Next Move compared the range and battery consumption of a Tesla Model X 90D to a Jaguar I-Pace, since they both have 90 kilowatt-hour battery packs. They drove them on a 166-mile stretch of the Autobahn and found that the I-Pace is less efficient than the Model X, even though it's lighter and smaller. At speeds between 58 and 68 miles per hour, the Model X was 23% more efficient. It's also better when it comes to charging. The researchers tested the vehicles at an Ionity charging station, which can provide an output of up to 350 kilowatts. The I-Pace was limited to 30 to 80 kilowatts, while the Model X recharged with more than 100 kilowatts. And you know what? This confirms what Sandy Monroe told us in his teardown of a Model 3. When it comes to batteries and electronics, Tesla is in a class of its own. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.